Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth taking you through this Thursday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we are pleased to go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and bring in Predators head coach John Hines. John, what's going on, man? How are we doing?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We are doing good. Wonderful. John, it's Love Week here on the show leading up to Valentine's Day. And today's question talks about, when did you know your significant other was the one? Now, we've had some, you know, sappy responses. We've had some funny responses. Was there a particular moment in time when you knew that your significant other was the one?
You didn't expect did you, John?
This is right off the rails here, guys. But I met my wife back here. I was an assistant coach at University of Wisconsin. She was an assistant volleyball coach. I saw her, and there was like this big staff meeting with NCAA rules and all that in the big football meeting hall. And I remember I walked in, and you're kind of looking around the room, and I saw her, and I was like, and I remember going to the head coach and said, I got to find a way to ask that girl out. And I think that was the day right there. I walked into a staff meeting with all athletic staff meeting, kind of picked her out in about 200 people, and I just had to hit the pursue button.
Very nicely done.
Very nice. And ready with that answer. That was good.
Very good.
That was good. All right, so to the hockey, John. I know that on this side of things, you know, we're already, I don't know about panic mode, but certainly things haven't been going well for you guys. I know you've played, the defending champ here the last two games. But where are you with this team? What is your concern level right now?
You know, I think that it's, I like the team. I like the group. I think that we've been challenged by, having consistency in our game against, you know, let's say a team like Tampa, a team like Dallas, where, you know, they're playing tight. They're playing together. I think they're really, you know, coming off of a strong season and playing well. I look at our team and I think that there's been some very good games. There's some games where we've had pockets of it. I think for the most part, you know, we're going in the right direction. I don't think that there's really a reason for panic at this point. I think that we have a good group. We have a mature group. I think guys are bought into what we're doing. We just got to get more consistency and more results. And, you know, we've had, Tampa's a tough team. We have not been good enough to get wins in those games. And that's, you know, four of our losses is to them.
John, we've talked about the offense and at times the lack of production in that area. I'm interested in your vantage point. Like, what's the balance like as a coach and as a staff of trying to make tactical adjustments but also not trying to change up too many things and sticking with the process? Like, what's that balance like for you all?
Yeah, you know, it's a balance you really want to strike with the team. And I think sometimes – you know, lots of times the worst narrative that comes around is you got to score, because the scoring, putting the puck in the net actually is an end result of a process. And lots of times when you don't score as much, it's like you're understandable. The media or players or people or whoever outside are like, they have to score, they got to score, they can't score. And lots of times what happens is when that becomes, you know, a narrative or a belief, then all of a sudden there becomes cheating the game or decisions aren't as good. So as a coach, it's really getting the players to understand, here's how we can generate and create more offense. And lots of times it starts with your puck decisions and not turning pucks over and understanding when you have time, when you don't have time. Okay, these are great opportunities to make plays. These are times where we've got to get it in and we got to go to work. This is an opportunity where we got to deliver the puck to the net. We need more net fronts. So it's really going through with them the process, but what is the right process to be able to do that without getting a bunch of holes in your game? And that's something that I think we've worked at. I think we have had some games where we've had some real quality looks and opportunities, but then there's other games where, you know, we haven't had as much. But a lot of times when we haven't had as much is because we're not getting to the inside or we're turning pucks over, not giving ourselves a chance to stay on the attack.
So are you seeing our guys, you know, embracing that still? Is it harder as time goes on to keep them in that mindset, to keep them from, as you just said, you know, cheating a little bit to try to maybe create some offense?
Not so much. You know, I mean, I'll give you a perfect example. So I think the game 3 against Tampa, you know, we didn't start we didn't start the game well. We didn't have a lot of chances. I think we had under five chances in the game. So in between games, the next morning we came in and we talked about, hey, these are the decisions we need to make to stay on offense and get more offense. I think we had 14 grade A chances the next night. So it's just, you know, that's part of what coaching and teaching is, right? Like here's where we didn't do it. Here's where we did do it. Now the areas where we did do it, we got to stay consistent in these areas. And here's where you got rewarded for the end result. We didn't score as much as we needed to, but if you take the opportunities to score one night versus the next, it's night and day. Why? This is why, and then this is where we got to continue to grow.
Predators coach John Hines on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. John, we've talked to you before about the penalty kill, and obviously, if you just look at the stats, the one game in Dallas puts a big damper on that. But there have been some struggles since then. What have you seen on the penalty kill? Three goals the other night for Tampa Bay. What do you think needs to improve in that area?
It's just some attention to detail in certain things that we're doing. You know, I think it's looked better. It's had pockets where it's been better. I think the guys are really making a strong effort to understand what needs to be done. It's, you know, some of it, like the other night, was just, you know, some attention to detail. We get some shot blocks. The pucks kind of drop right in front of the net, and then it becomes a stick battle or another shot block situation where we've got to do a little bit better job. I think faceoffs is another issue. I think we were 1-for-6, for example. We won one faceoff, you know, lost six. So they're starting with possession right away in our zone. So that's another opportunity where you can win a faceoff. You can get it down the ice. You can kill time off the clock. They got to come in and reset. So I think those little things, I think our clears need to be better. You know, we've done a good job of pressuring early in the penalty kill, but then I think if you go back and look at almost all three goals, at one point we had puck on our stick for an opportunity to clear it. They keep it in. It hits a stick. We don't get it out. It's a weak clear. Now all of a sudden they get to stay in the attack. So I think those particular areas need to be better and more consistent so you spend less time defending in your own zone.
So, John, I know you've been asked this question, but I'll throw it at you again. Eli Tolvanen is out of the lineup the other night. You said after the game you talked about, you know, managing his, managing his ice time, which I didn't totally understand for a player, you know, that young who, you know, has played back-to-backs, things like that. Is there anything more to that, and what is his status tonight and moving forward?
Yeah, he's Joe, just to answer your question on that, just because he's a young player doesn't, you know, the NHL is the most demanding league in the world for a player. It's the level of competition night in and night out is far beyond the American Hockey League. Travel, practices, who you're practicing against, the pace at which you practice every game, every day. So for a player coming in, that's first time in the regularity of the schedule, it's difficult. So I think with some of these guys, with a guy like Ellie, like he's learning this. And it's not like he's this big physical, you know, mountain of a man. I mean, he's a guy that he's got to work to skate. He's got good hockey sense. He's a guy that's still developing his body, still developing, you know, his understanding of how to play at this level. So instead of throwing a player like that to the wolves all the time, you know, his first game is Tampa, then he goes back-to-back against Florida. Then we come in and play Tampa again in a back-to-back. So with him, it's trying to manage him. I think he's earned some good ice time when he's been in the lineup. So there was nothing more to it than, you know, we were in a back-to-back. It was a, you know, pretty tough grind, 4-6. Give him an opportunity to take a break, watch some clips, see where his game is at, and we'll get him back in here this week.
Predators coach John Hines on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. John, what have you seen from Pekka as of late? I watched him play, and he looks dialed in. He looks focused, obviously has played very well. What have you seen from him, and what does that mean for him potentially getting more playing time moving forward?
Yeah, I agree with you. He's really committed. He's had a great mindset. He looks quick, fast. He looks confident. He's practicing really well. His play has been very good. He's certainly, come in here and I think grown his confidence and has his game back. You know, when you look at the way he's played, he's made big saves. He's given us a chance to win games. And so that earns ice time. That earns the opportunity for starts. And it's great to see. I mean, he's a heck of a player. He's an even better person. Um, his, He's really worked through some of the issues from last year going into this year, and now he's playing really good hockey. So he's going to continue to get more and more starts.
And then what about UC Saros, John? I mean, is it right now, is it fair to say it's basically flip-flop these roles from the start of the season to now?
Yeah, you know, I think the way we've used the guys is it's a little it's a little bit of a 50-50 split, particularly with the back-to-backs that we've got, that we've gone through. But I think Juice has played well at times this year, and you know, we're expecting him to continue to get better and get his game to where, you know, we've seen him at an elite level. And if Juice can keep working at his game and coming in, and Pekka can continue to grow his game, I think as we move forward here, we're going to be in a good position.
John, last thing for you here, John. We saw Matthias Ekholm leave the game the other night against Tampa Bay. Is there any update on his status and his potential availability for tonight?
Yeah, he's going to be out. He'll be out. I think he's right now, I'd say week to week.
All right, Predators coach John Hines has been our guest here on Robbie and Rextro. John, appreciate you taking some time to join us, and good luck tonight against the Red Wings.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You as well. When we come back, we'll react to a little bit of what John Hines had to say there. You heard some breaking news. Matthias Ekholm week to week for the Nashville Predators. So obviously not good news there. We'll come right back. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.